This is Lawrence Tuning, and these are my 88 friends.
Me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends. I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one man band. I'm the number one fan. Me and my 88.
Welcome to Me and My 88 Friends. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. This is episode 82, and I'm calling this episode Maiden Voyage Part 2. Last week, we listened to the first half of our very first concert as a band, Lawrence Tuning and Damascus Road. That's why I'm calling it Maiden Voyage. It was our first launch. This concert took place June 12, 2022, at Lamb's Chapel Christian Center here in Florence, South Carolina. And so we heard pretty much the first part of that concert, and I want to start tonight with the last song of set one, and we're going to move on into set two. So thank you for listening to us. I hope you'll grab a seat and just sit back and enjoy the concert.
Who's right about where he's gonna rule? Will it be in old Jerusalem or maybe somewhere beyond the blue? Well, I wouldn't care exactly where, even if it was Kalamazoo. And if that were a fact, you know I'd pack and move to Michigan too. I want to be where he is. I want to go where he I wrote this song in actually 50 years ago, and I never got tired of singing it. Actually, I quit singing it for many years and then picked it up again. But this is about a man who was down on his luck and a man who had the love of Jesus reached out to him. Here we go.
I was wandering around the country trying to find myself again. Stranded in Nebraska, needing some money, needing a friend. I was feeling sad and lonely as I stood beside the road. When a bald-headed man in a pickup truck picked me up and he took me home.
There goes a real Christian man. there goes a real Christian man.
Well, I spotted a little New Testament laying on the dash by the radio. I hadn't bathed in 5 or 6 days. I was hungry, tired, and cold. And I thought this man was kind of different. I picked a tramp right off the street. He said, my name is Billy. I'm gonna fix you something to eat when we get home.
There goes a real Christian man. There goes a real Christian man.
But he told me Jesus loved me, how the Lord had changed his life. As we walked into the kitchen, he introduced me to his wife. Said, as long as you're in these parts, you'll always have a bed. Oh, I knew a Christian by the things he did and said.
Oh, there goes a real Christian man. There goes a real Christian man.
He's got a Bible in his hand. He's got love that he understands.
There goes a real man.
Stayed in town about a week or so, and then I got back on the road. And I never got saved 2 years later in a park in Buffalo. Well, I seen a lot of phonies, a lot of hypocrites telling lies. But I know I've seen one Christian. Billy, I'll love you till I die. I've been singing for 52 years, not with these guys. I've never had more fun than I have with these guys. I love these guys. They're wonderful, wonderful musicians and wonderful guys. Let me get a little Wurlitzer going here, guys. There you go. Okay, let me take a big breath here, and let's go back to where it all began.
Singing for Jesus, trying to obey the call. We travel all around for better or worse. In a 1959 Cadillac hearse, the ride was smooth, but the tires were bald. Going town to town on a wing of a prayer. Didn't make much money, but we didn't care. It was all for Jesus, trying to obey the call. Hippies in the street. Some people call us Jesus freaks, and I have to admit we were caught up in it all. The songs got better and our hair grew long, and the Jesus movement kept coming on strong. And all the while we were trying to obey the call. We would ride into town in the afternoon, set up the equipment and get in tune. Then we'd gather in a circle, pray for the fire to fall. Jesus, help us tonight as we sing these songs with all our might. If we reach one person, Lord, it's worth it all.
bus or a silver bus. Some people never even heard of us. And the record deal came close, but we watched it fall. We were unknown soldiers fighting the fight, like so many others left and right, fighting for Jesus, trying to obey the call. Many years ago, and they still don't play me on the radio, and the crowds I draw were unreading medium or small. But I got no regrets for the life I chose. I'm a happy man, and I hope it shows. Been a great ride.
Thank you. I'm wounded. And my weakness shows through. I can mount up with wings. Suddenly be changed. But my eyes are on you. I can mount up with the wind. Suddenly be changed. With my eyes.
Face. life was such a waste, then I met you.
You know, I wrote that song in 1973, and many years later, Ray Bolts recorded it. He put out an album called Classics, and he had all these famous songs by famous writers, and he threw that song in there, and I said, well, how in the world could you call that a classic? Almost nobody ever heard it. And he said something that was, I thought, very interesting. He said, well, it's a classic to me. Certain songs are classics to a certain person. So that was a classic song to me. So I put it in there, and it was a crazy thing to walk into Walmart, because he had the names of all the writers going around his face, you know, in the picture. And I see, you know, Andre Crouch, Dottie Rambo, Bill Gaither, Lawrence who? And then it went on. I had my little name written there. But then he put it on the radio. And, you know, the radio loved the Anchor Holes. They loved it at the foot of the cross. They hated this song. They despised it. I read all the reviews. Weird song. Strange. What is this with the bridge? It's awful. And you know what I said? Andre Crouch heard it and he cried. So I don't care what the radio says. The legend of gospel music cried when he heard it. So come on.
You're listening to Me and My 88 Friends. And this is Lawrence Tuning, your host. We've been listening to excerpts from a concert that I did with my band, Damascus Road, about a couple of weeks ago, June 12th, 2022. This is the first concert that we've ever been able to do as a band, although we've been practicing for a couple of years. COVID has stood in the way time after time, but we had our launch 2 weeks ago, and we had a great night together. So before we go to more excerpts of the second half of that concert, I want to just introduce the band to you. On lead guitar is Jason Doughty. On rhythm guitar and some lead guitar is Brian Hoogenboom. On drums is Keith Hamrick. On bass guitar is Russell James. And on keyboard is yours truly, Lawrence Tuning. I sat down with the band a few months ago, and we had an episode where we just all sat around and talked together. But on that episode, I also interviewed our bass player, Russell James. And part of that interview involved him giving his testimony of how Jesus became real in his life. Although he had gone to church for many years, Jesus wasn't real. And so I want to play excerpts of his testimony before we go on to the rest of the concert. This is Russell James and myself talking together a few months ago. Tell me how you came to a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, and had a period where I was having some physical symptoms of something that was just not right. And I was worried and scared based upon my family history. There's a particular genetic disorder that runs through three generations on my mother's side. And I was having some kind of symptoms of something neurological going on. and I was scared and I was afraid and didn't know what to do. And it was at a moment, it was the second week of September of 96, I recall fervently, that the Lord spoke to me and said, go to Trinity. Because we'd been visiting there on Sunday nights for praise and worship, but we hadn't joined the church. We were just visiting. And I do believe the Lord spoke to me and said, go to Trinity. So I ran in the house, told my wife, I said, I want to go to Trinity. And the very next day was Sunday. And when we went to Trinity, I walked in, and I felt like I was being ushered in. People turned around. Just about everybody turned around as we walked down the aisle. And I just felt a glow. I felt like I was welcome there. And one thing led to another. Doors opened for me. The bass player in the praise team was getting ready to leave, and I stepped up and said I could play bass and fell in immediately. I got involved with the Promise Keepers movement, the Million Man March on Washington through the men's group. We just did a lot of things. It was awesome.
What was it, a million people there? Yeah. I think it was a million, because they called it the Million Man.
Yeah. But anyway, I signed the register that particular Sunday that I visited, and I got a call from the pastor at my house. And it happened to be a time of loneliness and despair, because my wife wasn't there. I was by myself, and I was scared. And he called me, introduced himself, and he said, if there's anything I can do for you, please give me a call. And while I had him on the phone, I said, well, Pastor, as a matter of fact, there is. I said, I want to come to know Jesus and accept him into my life. He said, well, Friday night, come down to my house. I said, where do you live? He says, I live on your street, three doors down. He said, bring your Bible. I said, wow. So I went down to his house with my Bible in hand, and I told him. He said, well, what's on your mind? What are you afraid of? And I told him. And without saying a word, he left the room, went into his kitchen, wrote down some Bible verses, came back in. He said, now let's go through these, and I'd like for you to speak them out loud and profess that, you know, that you believe in God's word, and we'll read each one through, and then we'll pray. And so it's after I read these verses and we prayed that I felt a washing of the Spirit come over me, a whole body tingling. It was like energy. And when I left his living room to walk back to my house, it was like I was walking on air. It was amazing.
Wow.
And for 2 years, I mean, I was just on fire for the Lord. And I was transformed that night, no question about it. And I can reckon that same experience back to my youth at the Garden City Chapel, where we had a youth retreat through my church, that we had a night of fervent prayer, and the Holy Spirit was moving, and I felt that same experience once other in my life. So I was able to associate what I had just felt to that back in my youth and know that it was God.
So you went through, other than that night in Garden City, near Myrtle Beach, the retreat, active in church and all that, but not really having a relationship with Jesus, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, I...
And that's like so many people who were raised where the whole culture is kind of like, we're the Bible Belt. It's part of the culture. People go to church. People join the church. And yet we know that church going is not the same, you know.
That is so true. In fact, yeah. I was involved in my church, you know, participated in my church, but I had not established that true relationship with Jesus Christ until I was on my knees.
And I think of that verse, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So that pastor was pretty smart
to have you actually read them out loud. You read them out loud, right?
That's correct.
And hearing that. Okay, now before we look into the scriptures, you told me the other night that before this time, you had a kind of a strange experience with your guitar amplifier.
Yes.
And it got on your nerves.
It was very annoying. I had a music room set up in my house with electric guitars and amps, and I kept hearing, this was weeks before I came to Jesus, I kept hearing clapping and hallelujahs and the Christian word being spoken through my guitar amplifier. And it was just very annoying to me, and I did everything in my power to get it out. I took the amp to an authorized service center and had it modified, brought it back home. That didn't do it. Took it to my next-door neighbor's house and plugged it in, and it was just as quiet as can be. So it was coming through my house, coming into my music room, coming straight to me, the Lord. And I ended up realizing that there was a 100,000-watt tower just within eyesight of my house broadcasting a Christian station out of Augusta, Georgia, and it was bleeding into my electronics. And so I called the local power company and had them come over, and I demonstrated that to them. They said, well, you got a ground problem with your house. And so we'll have to reground your house. And they got up on the pole and they did another ground wire to the house, and still that didn't eliminate it. And so I had to live with it. And then it was just a short time later when I went to my pastor's house down the street and came to the Lord that it was then that I welcomed that into my house.
So people were clapping and saying hallelujah.
Clapping and amen and hallelujah. And, you know, the Christian word was being spoken, and I could not filter it out to save my life, even though I wanted to.
So if you can't beat them, join them.
That's indeed true for me.
That's a great testimony.
Stretched arms to welcome me. Why did I ever walk away? Oh, the road back home, that's the road I must get on. The road that leads to home. Take me to the road back home, that's the road I must get on. The road that leads to home. I'm going home.
Amen. Amen.
Send the rain, send the rain. Let your righteousness rain down. Let your holiness abound. Let the people know your truth. Let salvation bear its fruit. Lord, we're living in a dry and thirsty land. So we ask you once again, send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Let your righteousness rain down. Let your holiness abound. Let the people know your truth. Let salvation bear its fruit. For we're living in a dry and thirsty land. So we ask you once again, send the rain. Thank you.
and the rain. Send the rain. Let your righteousness rain down. Let your holiness abound. Let the people know your truth. Let salvation bear its fruit. Lord, we're living in a dry and thirsty land. So we ask you once again, send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain.
I want us just to say a prayer right now before we do our last couple of songs. Lord, we are living in a dry and thirsty land. Our land, God, needs a revival and needs a rainstorm. We've strayed so far as a country and as a society. And I ask you that you would send the rain all over. Send the rain in my heart. Send the rain in everybody here, Lord. We feel your presence right here. We know you're with us. We not only know it in our heads, but we sense, we feel the sweet presence of your Spirit. And I pray for everybody here, Lord. If anyone needs you to come and touch them, heal them of their broken heart, or heal them even of their body, anyone that's strayed from you and they've come here, they've heard these songs, it's not too late to start over again. Take me to the road that leads home. Oh, Lord. Right now, all across this room, I pray that you touch us all. Is there anyone here, Lord, that just wants to come to you? They never knew how. You said that you'll just call on me, I will come. And I pray for anyone that just wants to come back to you. They'll pray this prayer with me silently as I pray it out loud. Lord Jesus, I need you tonight. And I want you to be real. I bring to you all my broken pieces and all my sins and all my regrets and all the times I walked away from you and shut my ears. I'm bringing them all to you now. You said if anyone would be in Christ, he would be a brand new creature. And I'm coming to you now and I ask you, Jesus, come and forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I don't know anything else to say, but just I'm sorry. If you will give me the strength, Lord, I turn away from them. I'm walking the other direction. I open the door of my life right now. And I say, you're welcome now. You're welcome to be in my life and be in my heart. You're welcome to be number one. It doesn't matter. Whatever you say, God, I will do. Whatever you say is wrong, I'll turn from. But I've got to have you. I've got to have something more than what I got. I thank you, Lord, that you said if I would call upon you, you would do it. And I thank you that I've felt you tonight. Amen. When I first wrote this song, in my basement in Massachusetts, my heart was broken. We had had our third miscarriage. We had had deaths in the family. I was pastor, burnout pastor. Church was splitting wide open. And the first part of this song went like this. It never got recorded. Long ago, the poet wrote, I was thinking about David, about the things his eyes had seen. He said, I have been young, now I am old, yet his mercy still remains. There was another verse that never got recorded. It went like this. I've been wounded on the battlefield. I have stumbled to the ground. Down on my face, I called out for grace, and I could feel his mercy raining down. The anchor holds.
the ship is battered. Still the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds. It was in the night, in the storms of my life. Oh, that's where God proved His love to me. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails sometimes get torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. Sing it if you want to. Oh, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen down on my knees. The raging sea, the anchor holds. Yes, the anchor holds. I've proved Him over and over again. The anchor holds, spite of Amen. Amen. I've sung that song thousands of times by now. It's been so great to be with you. I told you to be out by 8 o'clock at 7:53. And I wrote this little song. You know, I turned 73 years old about 3 weeks ago. And I wrote this little song. Amen. I wrote this little song to my grandson, Dalton Rhodes, who loves the Lord and is a youth camp counselor in Texas all summer this year. And I wrote this for him when he used to live with us. When I would say his prayers with him at night and tell him Bible stories, I would go out that door and I would say, "Oh God, I hope when he's an old man, he will remember his big pa who used to tell him stories, and he will love you the same way I love you." So we're going to end with this one. Thank you so much for coming. Thank my wonderful band. Aren't they wonderful? And isn't Lena, wherever you are, Lena's wonderful. Thank you, Lena, for coming tonight.
You can't kick me out now, Lonnie, for playing honky tonk. It's the last song, so it's too late now. Get as old as me, I know it seems hard to believe. One of these days you're gonna be full grown with your own child born in me. Just remember how much I loved you, all the times I hugged you, and I hope you still love Jesus when you get as old as me. Some things you never outgrow, some things you toss aside, some things you just lose interest in, some things you guard with your life. Just remember what I taught you, do the things you ought to, don't ever let the devil say gotcha when you get as old as me. Gonna rush by fast, like a rabbit in the chase, struggling with every gas, just to stay ahead of the pace. It's easy to get lost, you know it's easy to get confused. So remember at all costs, the most important thing to choose. Well, when you get as old as me, don't forget to laugh. Remember to love your neighbor just as much as you love yourself. And I hope you have sweet memories of the way things used to be. And I hope you still love Jesus when you get as old as me. To get lost, easy to get confused. So remember at all costs, the most important thing to choose. Yeah, when you get as old as me, it's hard to believe. One of these days you're gonna be full grown with your own grandchild on your knee. Just remember how much I loved you, and all the times I hugged you, and I hope you still love Jesus. Forget about Jesus, 'cause you know I still love Jesus. I'm as old as me. Thank you for coming.
Me and my